Oil company BP is trying to plug the gushing spill in the Gulf of Mexico by forcing drilling mud into the well. The top kill method aims to counteract the oil pressure so BP can seal the wellhead with cement. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, the Obama administration and Congress weighed in today on what's next and what may be ahead for Shell's drilling plans in Alaska.
Interior Secretary Ken Salazar told Congress on Wednesday that the Obama administration has top scientists and officials closely monitoring what's going on with BP's latest attempt to stop the Gulf spill.
The fervent hope of everyone is that the top kill effort, that will work. But there also is a possibility that it will not work. And if it does not work, then there is a plan B to move forward with a cap on the well that hopefully will result in the controlling of the pollution that currently continues to spew out into the Gulf Coast.
Salazar and other members of the Obama administration testified before the House Natural Resources Committee, dozens of Congressman Ron Hand at the high-profile six-hour-long hearing. But Alaska's committee member, Representative Don Young, only stayed for 40 minutes and did not ask any questions or make any statements. His office said he instead had meetings with constituents. Other members of Congress, mostly Democrats, questioned the wisdom of going ahead with offshore drilling in the Arctic this summer. Shell plans exploratory wells in July. The White House has called for a temporary timeout on new projects until Secretary Salazar delivers a report to President Obama, which he plans to do Thursday. Salazar has stayed tight-lipped about what will happen in Alaska in July, but he hinted Wednesday that changes may be coming.
With respect to the five exploratory wells in the Arctic that are under the approved exploration plans, those are being examined, and adjustments will be made in the days or weeks ahead that will address that particular issue.
California Democratic Congressman George Miller recalled when he ran the Natural Resources Committee back when it investigated the Exxon Valdez oil spill. He doubts much has changed in the oil industry since then.
When you go back through the record, you see the same assurances then that they were giving us today. You see back in 1982, they're telling us that any oil spill like people were talking about from a tanker in traffic in Prince William Sound is highly unlikely. Do those words sound familiar? Yes, highly unlikely that anything would go wrong on this drilling rig. These assurances aren't worth spit.
Members of Congress also lobbed criticisms at the Interior Department's Minerals Management Service, which has been under increasing scrutiny and was the subject of an Inspector General report this week showing MMS inspectors in a Louisiana office were overly close to oil officials, accepted gifts, and breached ethical standards. Salazar says, however, that he's been combating that culture.
I will remind this committee and I will remind the United States that when you read that report, they all refer to a time period that predated this administration. And it was focused in on a time where there was a relationship with the oil and gas world where essentially whatever it is that they wanted, it is what they got.
Salazar says he's ordered the Inspector General to look into whether ethical lapses have continued during the Obama administration. The department says it's put all employees in the report on leave and is deciding what disciplinary action to take. Liberal Massachusetts Congressman Ed Markey also pointed fingers at the legacy left by the Bush administration.
MMS used to stand for Minerals Management Service. It now stands for misconduct, mismanagement, and spills. And there are some who would like to suggest that this is somehow or other the fault of the Obama administration. But having spent the last 8 years supporting the Bush-Cheney administration's deregulation of oil and gas industry and its lax administration over the industry, some are now shocked at the gambling with our environment that was going on in the oil and gas industry's offshore casino.
Even pro-development members of Congress, like West Virginia Democrat Nick Rahal, say the ground rules may have changed for offshore drilling in America.
You know, on the surface, it appears that this Deepwater Horizon disaster has been a game changer as far as how we manage our offshore energy resources on behalf of the American people.
Exactly what will change may be more evident later this week when Secretary Salazar delivers his report to President Obama. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.